Welcome to another program of communication with George and Rita Galley. A friend of mine was booked to go on an overseas trip. I asked him, "Where are you going?" Later, it got me thinking, where are we going? And what is our destination after we leave planet Earth?
Recently, a poem came into our possession. It was about the destination of the soul and spirit after we leave this earth. George and I would like to read it to you. It's a very challenging piece of poetry, and we thought we'd like to share it with you today.
Have you ever stopped to wonder what this life is all about? Why we're here and where we're going when our lease of time runs out? Perhaps you've been too busy trying hard to reach your goal. But let me ask you kindly, have you thought about your soul?
You may reach the highest portals and your dreams may all come true. Wealth and fame may be your portion and success may shine on you. All your friends may sing your praises, not a care on you may roll. But what about the great tomorrow? Have you thought about your soul?
Don't forget, your days are numbered, though you may be riding high. And like all of us poor mortals, some day you'll surely die. Your success and fame and glory won't be worth the bell they toll. So let me ask you just one question. Have you thought about your soul?
If you've never thought it over, spend a little time today. There's nothing more important that'll ever come your way than the joy of sins forgiven and to know you've been made whole. So, in the name of Christ our Saviour, stop and think about your soul.
Now you may ask, what's my soul got to do with anything about me? The fact is, we humans are tripartite beings. Unlike the animals who only have a body and a soul, we are made up of three parts, body, soul, and spirit. And when our first parents sinned, it affected the whole creation. From then on, humans in their very makeup were alienated from God their Creator.
When Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was born of a virgin over 2,000 years ago, the Holy Bible says that He came to save sinners. That was why He was condemned to die on a Roman cross. Someone has said Jesus came to pay a debt He didn't owe, because we owed a debt we couldn't pay.
The Bible says we are all sinners, but how do you explain sin? R.B. Thieme, a great Bible teacher, explained sin this way, and I quote, "The source of human sin is genetically formed. It originated in a direct line of Adam's first sin and resides in the cell structure of the human body." And the Bible puts it this way.
Just as through one man sin entered into the world, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men, because all have sinned.
Jesus Christ, God's Son, loves you and me with an everlasting love. The Bible says God loved the world so much that He sent His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You see, God didn't send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved.
Remember, the Lord Jesus Christ died for you, and He died for me. Yes, our salvation cost God His only Son. Speaking of us humans, God says, "I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you."
We hope you enjoyed the program today. If you'd like to contact us, simply write to George Galley, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales, 2170. I'll give you that address again. George Galley, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales, 21 70. And thank you for listening.